Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ask one of your dumb questions.
All right. If you could replace any TV show character...
Always about TV or movies with him.
Yeah, I love TV and movies, and so does everyone else. Do you want me to make it about sports?
No.
Yeah, right? See?
Yeah. Okay,
you should have seen how quickly she burnt up. No.
Yeah.
You got whiplash doing that. No. No, stop right there. We could do the TV and movies.
I know, you're complaining. It's like, all right, fine, sports.
No, I'm kidding. That was a joke.
I love the idea. Let's
We're
go
all
away.
Laughing at it. Back to the TVs and movies that we all love.
Okay.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Okay, what is it? Go.
Finish the question.
Go.
That, like, if you could replace yourself with a character in any TV show, who would it be?
Wait, what do you mean? Like
you're
mean...
that, you become that person. You live their life. You, everyone you know, they know and love.
Ooh.
I was going to say Walter White.
No.
That's just because she's addicted to meth.
See, though. I go right to women, so I guess I could be a guy, too.
Yeah, you could be a guy. I could be a girl.
Yes, you can.
Let's see here.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Summer.
Hello.
Summer?
From the OC.
This is hard.
Is your answer the OC?
I think so. The more I think about it, I'm trying not to. I'm trying to like go elsewhere, but I think I would be like either Ryan or Seth from the OC.
This is so hard for me. Kyle, you go. I got to think. I don't
Probably
know.
I'm thinking. The first thing that came to mind was Corey in Boy Meets World.
That's not bad. Did you ever watch Boy Meets World at all? No.
I never really got into that.
Yeah. I didn't. I watched it, but I definitely didn't watch it as closely as a lot of people did.
I bet the popular answer for dudes is David Hasselhoff from Baywatch, right?
Ooh. No, you don't want to be David Hasselhoff from Baywatch. You want to be one of the younger dudes from Baywatch. Right?
Oh,
I didn't watch Baywatch.
Why?
I don't know.
What's wrong with David Hasselhoff back then?
Because he was older than all the...
He was like 40.
Yeah, but all the Baywatch chicks were
women.
20.
You could call them women.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. That
yeah,
was
that
really
was weird.
Sorry.
You just got weird about saying women.
All the
hey,
women
Austin,
were 20.
Why don't you say the word women? Can you do it?
That made me sound so chauvinistic.
Yeah, 100% it did. It's like you went out of your way to
Mel's
say
biting your tongue right now.
I'm not saying anything. Maybe you just something sneaked out there.
Yeah, all those
it's like all those, what's the word for them?
Those broads, those tootsies.
Those Baywatch dollops.
Yeah.
Okay, I have mine.
Okay, what's your answer?
I'm going to go back to the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go with the show Friends.
That's a good answer.
And it would be Jennifer Aniston and Jennifer Aniston characters.
I don't know. I don't like Ross. I'll say it. Ross is too whiny.
Well, I like Ross.
For most of the show, she's not with Ross.
True.
They were on a break.
Yeah.
And
Mel Wood.
She had the best fashion.
She did.
Fair.
Yeah. And the best hair.
And
do you remember
great
that?
Great hair.
Mm-hmm. People forget that.
Mm-hmm.
You would love to be in an ongoing argument about
what?
Whether
what
you
does
were,
that mean?
Not like, let me.
What does he mean by that?
Yeah, wait, what?
Let me finish about whether or not you're on a break or not. Because that is so an argument that Mel and I would have.
Can like, I give a? Can I give another answer?
Sure.
Tim Riggins in Friday Night Lights.
Ooh. Does he? Is he the one that ends up with Layla Garrity?
Did they end up together?
Tim Riggins was hot.
He and he was
hottest
bad boy.
Guy on the planet. No. I put him up there as like now I forgot about him.
More than
he might be one of the hottest guys.
More than Sawyer from Lost.
Yes.
Whoa.
A 1,000 times more than him.
You say that like Sawyer from Lost
He's
was
Matthew,
ugly.
What's his face?
Fox.
Matthew Fox.
You're not Matthew Fox. Fox. No,
okay.
No.
What?
No, no,
which one
no,
was
no,
Sawyer?
No, no,
oh,
no,
Sawyer
no.
The blonde.
Yes, with the ripped abs. I was like, why did you act that
No, because he kind of has the I'm a jerk look to him.
He does kind of have that. But you know who's really attracted to Sawyer from Fox? I mean, from Lost?
Who?
My wife.
Oh, she likes the jerky looks, huh?
She loves him.
No wonder she loves Austin.
Okay. Wait a minute. Hey. Hey.
What?
If we go back to talking about Baywatch broads?
What was Matthew Fox's character's name?
Good question.
So if it was between Sawyer and the Matthew Fox guys, those two, like the Matthew Fox guy to me is way better looking. He's better looking than
Sawyer?
Yes.
Jack Shepard.
Jack Shepard, that's it.
Josh Holloway.
He initially,
is the...
he did audition for the role of Sawyer. Matthew Fox did.
Oh, no.
And they picked joke? The right Sawyer.
No,
because sure.
Creator J.J. Abrams thought he would be better for the role of Jack.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Sawyer was perfectly cast because he's that.
You know, Matthew Fox's character was going to die in the pilot.
Really?
Yeah. The original plan was to have you watch this entire first episode thinking, okay, Matthew Fox is the main guy, and then he dies at the end.
I love when shows do and then it was like that.
Do you remember that show?
Paradise did that. In the first episode, there's a huge twist.
Oh, thanks for it.
No, that's all I said.
Real
I said.
Quick, let me interject while he's looking something up.
Ryan Phillippe. Remember him?
Oh, I like him.
He was in the show that came out
Reese
a few years.
Reese Witherspoon's ex-husband.
Oh, yes. Yeah, they were married. No, he was in that
Cruel Intentions.
Show that came out a couple years ago that was like, what was it called? It was on ABC.
I remember he was in something. I don't know what it was.
Ryan Phillippe?
Yeah.
Oh.
What was the name of this show? Alien
Isn't
I watched
it. Phillippe?
Okay. I'm glad you brought that up because that has been a debate that I have wanted my entire life.
What is Ryan Phillippe, not Phillippe?
I think it's Phillippe. I say
Big Sky. Big Sky. So
there's so many conversations going on right now.
He was in the show
the
Big Sky
ADD podcast,
and you guys aren't going to go back and watch Big Sky because it first season was good.
Second. I think I watched the first episode of that.
Yes,
show.
But at the very end, Ryan Phillippe dies.
Oh, really?
And he's like the main cop. He's investigating a murder. Blah blah blah. And at the end of the first episode, he's not taking somebody in, but he's like he suspects that they could be the murderer.
Yeah.
And was like, hey, can you just come show me this like spot or whatever? And it was like a local town guy goes, yeah, for sure. And he gets in his car and he shoots him. And that's
oh
how
gosh.
Ryan, so Ryan Phillippe dies. And so they did like the
Phillippe.
Fox.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I say Phillippe.
I say Felipe.
It's not Phillippe.
It has to be Phillippe.
No, it's Phillippe. Which by the way, I have a theory on that. I don't know if it's right, but killing a character off like right away means that he was a troublemaker on set and they don't want to deal with him.
No, I think it's the ultimate twist. No, I like that idea.
No,
though.
But that is why they killed off Marissa Cooper at the end of season
but
three.
But that was the end of season three,
that
not
was the, end
the
of
first
three.
Episode.
That was 3 years of putting up with her.
Yeah. Like I think in most shows, besides the first episode.
Yeah.
I will agree with that. But in the Ryan Phillippe
Yeah, the first
part.
Episode, I think they do it intentionally. Kind of like the Drew Barrymore effect of Scream.
To hype
They
it
killed
up.
Her off in the first 15 minutes, and she's on all the posters.
Yeah.
And because they wanted to sell it, I think they do that intentionally to dupe the audience, like thinking, this is going to be a show.
I think so.
Drew Barrymore's the marquee name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she kills off, you're like, I love that because it eliminates all the rules for the rest of the series. Like, you know, like there's certain rules, like, oh, the main character, you know he's going to live. What? What?
He's such a movie nerd.
Okay.
I'm not going to make fun of him for this one because I like it too.
It's true, though.
I will make fun of him.
Did you ever watch House of Cards?
I didn't, but I know it got great reviews.
So. I was going to watch it now that and then some news came out about the lead character. I just decided maybe I shouldn't watch
this. This was all before pre-Kevin Spacey. You should watch it now that your sister works in Washington.
Really?
It'll be so
Let
much more interesting
down.
To you.
House of Cards.
House of Cards. Kevin Spacey, Robin Wright.
There is a 0.01% chance.
Don't you dare say that.
That her writing this on the note card means she's going to go home. There is, I will give it a 3% chance that note card leaves the studio.
Do you want to make a bet?
No, because then you'll do it.
No.
Because then you're motivated to do it.
Let's make a bet. Because we've done a bet before on this very podcast.
No, she's going to make a bet that she's going to bring that home or she'll remember.
We gave her 6 months to watch one season of a show and she didn't pay up. Completely forgot about it. And then I put a reminder on my phone. It was like October 18th or something. I get a reminder. Oh, no, it owes me $50 because she didn't pay.
I had to pay him $50.
And she comes in and she goes, no. And I was like, we have it on record. It was on the podcast. And then you're like, but you're trying to get out of it. And you're like, fine. And what show was that?
I don't know. You're the TV guy.
Well, yeah. And I clearly,
didn't watch it.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my gosh.
You tried to get me into that other show,
Succession.
Succession.
That was what the bet was on.
That might have been in the show.
I didn't like it.
That might have been the show.
I watched like the first 6 episodes or whatever.
So,
or not.
For $50. For $50, you're just willing to quit on a show.
I didn't like it.
Yeah, but $50.
$50. I would hate watch a show.
Yeah,
for $50.
I could hate watch a show for $50.
Yeah, I would like.
My time is worth more than $50. I'm sorry.
We've been judging your screen time this week for our phone detox. I'm sorry. We couldn't. We had to take a minute away from your screenshotting.
There was on Mel's phone detox. Her screen time is 1 minute for screenshots. Like I didn't even know you could get time built up for screenshots. Does that mean all the collective screenshots that she takes, which she does take a lot of, we give her a hard time for it all the time. All the screenshots collective equals up to a minute? I've never seen that before.
My favorite with also looking through was originally Melissa just going, there is no way all this adds up. Oh. And within 3 seconds of me going, well, this plus this. Plus, and she went,
it definitely adds up. Yeah,
I get what they're putting down here.
I'm like, oh, that does add up.
Oh, real quick. Ooh, you round take the five.
I love the idea of you taking enough screenshots. Because whenever you take that screenshot, it does that flash. And I just imagine that flash is like what they count for a screenshot second. And it adds up to a full minute.
It, trust me, that concerns me too.
You do love screenshots, though.
I do.
Instead of hitting, Apple has made it so easy to just share things, like via text, via AirDrop, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Not Melissa. She says, I'm using those side buttons. I'm working those side buttons to death.
I will say, I appreciate the screenshots more than the news app that you use, because I will never download that app.
I've learned not to send you stuff from that.
Yeah, because I have to Google the headline and find the headline on my own.
Yeah.
I ended up deleting
that app. When it sends it, it goes through the Smart News app.
It's Smart News. Smart News, right? Yeah, I downloaded that app when we first started. I used it for about a year, but then I found my news in other ways or whatever. And so I deleted it. And then Mel kept sending me links to it. And I was like, God damn it. It's making me literally re-download the app just to read this article. And I'm just like, and all the app is doing is pulling it from another source, like BBC or, you know.
Well, what it does is you can go in Smart News, sounds like a Smart News commercial, is when you first sign up for it, though, you can ask for all the news sources that you want.
Yeah, right,
so
right.
If you want ESPN and you want, you know, all those things, and then it'll give it to you.
Yeah.
It's all in one place.
Right,
which
right.
is why I like that.
Man, is the news really timely to use for things like your radio program or sharing news with friends?
You made it sound like an ad. Oh. So download Smart News app today.
Like, oh yeah. My gosh.
Tell them Melissa McGurn sent you.
Are you now hip to all the parties that you go to?
Yeah.
You know it, Kyle.
You know, half of my radio career was spent shuffling the newspaper, looking for ads, looking for great articles that we could talk about on the air, but not anymore.
What?
Thanks to the Smart News app, I can get them all in one place.
That's exactly right.
I used to go to parties and feel left out of all the conversation, but thanks to Smart News, I'm now hip to all the things the kids are talking about.
Side effects may include diarrhea, bloatedness.
Your coworkers getting annoyed whenever you try to share things with them.
Yeah, your coworkers screaming internally every time you send them a link.
Your coworkers refusing to open your text messages because they know they're all smart news apps and they have to download it as well. But download it for yourself. Yeah. Check it out. Become smart with the news.
Yeah, smart news.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's free.
Yeah, I'm well aware.
It's free.
Well aware.
I'm smart with the news.
But you know what, Mel? I have better things to do with my time.
Like what?
Then download an app.
No, because you know what you do with your free time?
What's that?
Run.
Porn.
Oh.
No.
No, he watches a movie about a kid named porn.
No. I watch a movie about a kid who gets addicted to porn. It is different. They don't show any nipples.
Trust me, I've checked.
Have I watched it in slow motion just to triple check? You know it.
Not even a slip.
Not even the deleted scenes in the DVD I bought from LifetimeOriginalMovies.com.
Not even the corner of an areola.
And they are in the pool at some point. You think you'd see something? Nothing.
You know what you can go watch? Dexter. We watched it last night. And
people addicted to porn. I'm not watching anything with boobies out.
Oh yeah, my God. How's that going, by the way? Every episode. So last night,
and you're watching it with your 14-year-old son.
Well, yeah, but he turns his head while I'm there. Thank God.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, no.
Oh
yeah.
No! I hope I hate what's on my screen.
He's like, let me get a time check on that. Okay.
Yesterday we watched an episode, and Dexter was at a house party with a bunch of like college kids. And, you know, this doesn't happen at house parties. I had to tell Porter, no, women are not topless at house parties. He walked into a college house party and women were topless.
Hey, not at your college.
Yeah, not the house parties you went to.
Yeah, it looks like you went to a loser college.
Yeah, maybe
college.
You weren't cool like Kyle and I.
Yeah.
In all honesty, did you ever go to a party in college and the women were topless?
No, but I also, Dexter is based in Miami, right?
Oh, I thought you were going to say no, but I also never got invited to parties.
No, but usually it was just me and my buddies hanging out. We took our shirts off a couple times just as jokes, but I've never went to a house party in Miami, though. Different world down there.
That is true.
I don't think college kids are going to house parties and they're topless just because they're in
but
Miami.
But here's the thing. Okay, you are talking to two dudes who had different college experiences, but we weren't in frats.
No, I went to a lot of parties. I didn't drink in college.
Yeah, sure you did.
I did.
I went to so many parties.
I
went to a party on a Wednesday night once. Rager.
Kidding. Wait. Did I ever tell you about the time we went to Vegas or LA, and we go to this taping of this Jerry Springer show called Baggage. It's still like on Game Show Network or whatever. And it's basically you reveal things about your life and then as you reveal things, you either get eliminated or you stay. And this guy gets over to the couch for the interview portion with the girl. And she's like, so, have you ever been to Vegas? He goes, you kidding me? Yeah, of course I've been to Vegas. I went to a pool party. And that was it. That was his answer.
That was it?
That was his whole answer. And we were all literally sitting there talking, being like, there's no way that guy's ever been to Vegas in his life. Like,
oh,
that's
really?
His answer? Like, he made it sound so fake.
Oh, my gosh.
What are you writing?
A show topic.
No, you're not. Yes. No,
yeah,
you're
so
not.
I don't forget.
What is she? She's writing you notes. I'm making fun of
no,
me.
No, I'm not.
No. I'm what? Reading it.
You are so guilty right now.
No.
What is the show topic?
So it's that show that you just talked about.
Baggage.
Doing that on the air between the three of us. And while we're playing, having people text in real time.
I think we get a caller. I think we get a caller.
We got to get a caller on. A caller eliminating
us. But wouldn't it be funny to see these texts coming through rapid fire where they're like.
But we can't call it baggage.
Why not?
That's taken.
So what?
Not anymore.
I thought you said it's still going.
It reruns.
Let's make our own. We can be creative. We work in a creative field.
Okay, let's call it suitcase.
Perfect. See? I like it. You put a lot of your issues in a suitcase. Isn't that baggage? No. Yeah. Legally, we cannot call this baggage.
Yeah, we're carrying a lot of suitcase with us in our relationship.
Yeah.
Okay. Show topic.
How many show topics do you think you have in that stack of papers that is...
I took them in my office. Uh-oh. I mean, our
how many?
Office.
Okay, can I ask a question? How often do you go back to those?
A lot.
I've never seen you do that once.
She just said, oh, lot.
Yeah.
No, I do. Or I'll write them on the board. Or when we're talking about it, I'll pull the sheet aside and I'll be like, what about this? Mm.
I've got, if you guys went through my notes app, my goodness, the number of notes that I have from years and years and years.
I have a lot of
ideas
what?
That I have that I'd never even.
I have a lot of songs in my voice memos that I've made. My brother and I make funny songs and send them
what's
to each
one?
Other.
Okay.
You're not
pull
even. I was gonna say you're not that musical. You are a drummer, though. People don't know that about Kyle.
Yeah, he's a good drummer.
It. Yeah,
he's really good.
I don't know.
I try to drum with him when he gets into a beat.
Yeah.
And he starts it. I'll add to it.
It's very annoying when I'm trying to do my thing.
And then he'll do that, and then I'll add to it.
Oh no. You guys are doing so great. Please keep it up.
Me and my dad would do that. Like
yeah.
When he would wake me up in the morning.
Yeah.
He would give me a hug to like wake me up.
Uh-huh.
And then he would start like patting me on my back.
Yeah.
And so then I'd start drumming on his back. And then we'd get in rhythm and we'd be like, ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba. It was like a play of stomp.
All yeah, right. I know. I like that.
I don't know what song this is.
2, 3, 4. She's running. She's sleeping. No. 1, 2, 3, 4. It's burning. She wakes up. She's eating. She's walking. She's sleeping. She's dreaming. She's killing. She's killing. She's killing.
What? What happens with Bernie?
2, 3, 4. It's Bernie. She wakes up. She's walking. She's eating. She's dreaming. She's killing. She's killing. She's killing. She wakes up. Walking. Eating.
Wow. Okay, first of all, the fact that you do that with your downtime is like so crazy.
That.
Like, that's what you're doing?
He's got a lot of thoughts. He's got to get out.
A lot of thoughts. I got to get out.
What oh, my God.
What's this one?
Some intel.
Oh, yeah. This is.
My brother and I are. Okay, I originally created a song about the kid who gets addicted to porn. Did that years ago. And occasionally, my brother and I will send each other new lyrics for the song.
Now the mom's doing some intel, finding out how to break the spell. But what she finds is not too kind. Turns out everyone's addicted to porn.
So you kill.
That's the
kill.
Thing.
Porn.
When
porn,
we say
porn.
When we like joke about him like being addicted to a movie about a kid who's addicted to porn, like it truly is. He is.
I'm addicted to that.
He
film.
Loves this movie with his brothers. So much. They laugh about it so much.
I haven't watched it in a few years and I miss it. I just miss it. It's so good. You guys don't get it.
Now you know what you can do today.
No, because then I got to go download it.
You don't have it downloaded somewhere? You gotta have it saved somewhere. No,
it's tough. I bought it for my brother who lives in Vermont. I can't go get it for him. Guys,
buy it for yourself.
I don't know. Maybe somebody's birthday is right around the corner and it could be a great gift for him.
Cyber Seduction.
It is called Cyber Seduction. It's a great name.
Cyber Seduction.
Cyber Seduction.
Cyber Seduction.
Cyber Seduction.
Cyber Seduction.
You want to see these ladies at Cyber Seduction?
Cyber Seduction's all about porn.
No, it's about a kid who gets addicted to porn. It's different.
I'll send you the link to Cyber Seduction, but then you have to download the app.
Done. Smart news.
Smart news. Be smart with your news.
It's Partners. Free. Download the app now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.